everybody,
to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean, along with host Jenny Sanders,
also known as Jenny Almighty,
who joins Dr. Dean on tonight's program.
Phone lines are now open at 602-666-6027.
That's 602-666-6027. And we'll be taking your calls from around the world and right here in the USA.
Welcome, everyone, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on AchieveRadio.com this Monday, May 4th, 2020. Such a fabulous and fascinating year. Such an interesting year we've been living in. It's incredible, all the dynamic changes that are happening on the face of the earth. And while we can bemoan some of them and be concerned about others, one thing I know is that our fearless leader this evening, Dr. Carolyn Dean, has figured out how to capture and capitalize on our current global circumstance, not just with the COVID-19, protecting our listeners and those customers of ours from, whatever kind of, we can't say it cures anything or, whatever we can't say about the FDA. But what we can say is that if you've got a healthy immune system, you can move freely about the cabin. And the other thing that we can say is that this may be Dr. Dean's doing in a little small part. I mean, she's pretty powerful, and she's been waiting for transformation of the paradigm of medicine for many, many years. She's been at this since she was late 70s. Now, just think of this. The year I graduated high school is the year she graduated medical school. That's how our parallel tracks were running, and that's how far along she's been. How many years she's been after it? 1979, ladies and gentlemen, after this hard natural medicine, health freedom, recommending to anyone who will listen to her that nutrition is the way to go, that safe solutions, let's avoid devices, and let's avoid drugs, if at all possible. And is there a place for allopathic medicine in the world? Absolutely. Of course, if you get a car wreck and your leg is severed off of your body, spreading magnesium on it not going to do a lot. As a matter of fact, it's probably going to sting. But certainly, if you've got a lifestyle situation or some other kind of thing where just through mineral depletion, soil depletion, natural living of life, your body has become nutritionally depleted, restoring those nutrients is the way to go, and it makes so much sense, and certainly not anything that should require a drug. Well, that's what she's been teaching us for years, and now it's all coming to pass because nutritionally deficient people are particularly exposed to something that we can all agree upon is a nasty business. And those who are nutritionally rich and fortified with magnesium, minerals, and other important assets like vitamin D and vitamin C are able to have the basic building blocks so that their body can create, adapt, transform, and transcend what is happening globally. That's who is with us this evening. You're here to meet her for the first time. We welcome you and say thank you for joining us. If you're here because you're always here with us Monday night, we say we love you and thank you for tuning in again and again and again. And we hope you're here with your will and your wisdom to ask good questions and be a full participant. This is a call-in radio show, and we love and delight in our callers calling in and sharing their insights and asking their questions. One question informs the whole group. If you're downloading this throughout the week and you have a question about something you hear on the show, please email questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, ask questions at drcarolyndeanlive.com. And Melody Rose, our wonderful show assistant, will help you get the information and or pass this information along to Dr. Dean. So without any further ado, let me say that Dr. Dean is, again, a medical doctor. She is a naturopath, an herbalist, an acupuncturist. She has a massive set of credentials, a leader in the field for many years, well recognized among her peers, here to talk to you this evening about matters, what matters to you, which is your health. Just let's remember also that she does not give medical advice on the show. That is for you and your doctor. What she will do is tell you what she would do if she were in your shoes. And she's been in your shoes, believe it or not, which is how she got to where she's at. So we welcome her this evening, our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I heard the bleep, so I guess I'm on, right?
You are on, and we are here.
And it's amazing. Every time I hear the kids, yay, it just makes me smile right away. I mean, I may be here all grumpy and irritable and looking outside at the sunlight and thinking, my goodness, what happened to the awful cloudy days back in Canada, but no, where I am now, I'm so happy, and I'm so happy to be in this room, in this cabin with you. Cabin, so I think that's what we should do. But maybe, yeah, maybe I'll lose my Twitter account if I say that. Some people are being told they can't force the issue. Regardless, everything is moving along. There are more people at restaurants, the 40% increase in flights. So we give you permission to take your complement formulas and move about the cabin. I heard President Trump today on some venue saying, well, you know, if you're afraid to go out, don't go out. If you feel yourself vulnerable, stay inside. But if you feel like you can handle someone breathing on you, then just go right ahead. What do you think, Jenny? What's your perspective?
I agree. I mean, I think especially now, if you're especially fortified and you know that you've been taking your REMAG, your vitamin C, your vitamin D, you've been following Dr. Dean's instructions these last months. You know, we've been at this for months now, people staying inside and boosting their immune system through nutrition. I'm sure they've been eating good food. They've been following the guidelines, and now you can move about with confidence. I see no reason to be afraid. And as the CDC cut the death rate today in half, the declared death rates was adjusted. Fancy that. It's turning out that it wasn't even, you know, as certain. And yes, it's unfortunate for anyone who's encountered it and suffered. And I'm not minimizing that, but we don't have a clear, accurate picture. But you know what you have inside of yourself is your own non-physical knowing. You have your own sense of things, and you need to follow that.
Right, right, very good. And as far as we know, none of our customers have reported that they succumbed to the virus. I guess they can't report if they succumbed, but we do have David, who's now in Israel, who said that he and his wife both had it, and they just supported their regular complement formulas with some extra vitamin C and extra vitamin D. David was able to get an intravenous vitamin C treatment, and they were, when he was on, he just sounded so happy that he'd been able to have that adventure of being infected. He has a positive COVID test, and to just sail through it. I think that's what will happen if I get the COVID or whatever's coming down the pipe, because seriously, in the fall, we're going to have the next flu season that is promoted every year, and that we will have to, I don't know, I think we'll have to have different measures now that everybody's scared of these bugs. I don't know if they'll enforce social distancing again. Will we be wearing masks every fall? I don't know. they keep telling us that when we get the vaccine, everybody will get vaccinated and we'll be okay. But you really have to look at the Cochrane report. I'm going to send this to Jenny so she can put it on the chat. The Cochrane reports are meta-analyses of various studies over time, and they are always looking at the influenza vaccine. So in 2018, they worked with 52 clinical trials of over 80,000 adults. Only 70% of the studies were had sufficient data or information to work with, unable to determine the impact of bias on about 70%. So, yeah, they could not use 70% of them. Now, those were probably industry studies where they were just trying to do a little report and it didn't mean much. Only 15% of the studies were well-designed and conducted. So they looked, they reported on 25 studies, and they found in their conclusions that healthy adults who receive inactivated injectable influenza virus rather than no vaccine probably experience less influenza, from just over 2% to just under 1%. So you really have to print up this report and take it to your doctor, who insists you take a flu vaccine, whether it's for COVID or whatever it will be down the line, because they don't work, according to this, they only work 1% to 2% of the time, and they don't work because when they start working on a vaccine, they use the flu species that's on the table at the moment, and 9-12 months down the road, it's a whole different species. And there are so many viruses. We can't keep dodging the viruses. We can't keep attacking the viruses with vaccines or drugs. We really do have to boost our immune system. It's only common sense. If you take 100 people and spray them with COVID, 100 people are not going to be infected. Now, why is that? Why aren't we studying the people who aren't infected? Is it with people who have more magnesium, more vitamin D, more vitamin C, more zinc? Yeah, most likely. But unfortunately, medical research does not look at nutrients. Nutrients are only investigated to make sure you don't get nutrient deficiency diseases. So they're going, the 60 milligrams a day of RNA, the RDA of vitamin C, 60 milligrams is going to maybe prevent scurvy, but it's not going to support your immune system against the many viruses in our environment. So that's a bit of an update on where we're at with COVID. We're going to be introducing a total body immunity protocol. We're telling people about vitamin C, picosilver, picozinc, our vitamin D and D3 K2 product. We want to create these for our customers because, seriously, if you've gone online recently and looked for those products, there are companies coming out of the woodwork. I have never heard of 90% of the companies selling products now. And if they're just throwing themselves out there and don't have the proper FDA compliance and the certificate of analysis and they're just cheap products that are out there, then we will see the blowback on that when the FDA will start investigating and say, well, you can't take any of these vitamins on the internet anymore. You'll have to get them from your doctor. So to get around that, we're going to be producing products that are of high quality. Okay, the announcements we make every week, we want you to refer your practitioner. Ask yourself the question, what if your doctor knew about REMAG years ago and it could have helped you? Well, you may want to help patients that are coming to your doctor now by referring your practitioner. I'm going to ask Ginny to come off mute and maybe relate to me how that practitioner program is going. How many practitioners have signed up through our customers?
You know, that's a great question. I think the last time I looked, we were at a couple hundred referrals, which is really awesome. And one of the things that I do know is that right now what's interesting is that a lot of practitioners are having to reassess their own practices because some of them have not been able to physically practice medicine every day. Some of them have been challenged to reinvent their clinics. If they have a non-essential type of a practice, maybe an elective, for example, like a gastroenterologist who's only doing elective, you know, scopes and this kind of thing, that doctor has not been able to get into the hospital until maybe like starting right now. So the medical community has been radically rocked by this whole situation. Integrative and functional doctors have also been challenged to keep up their client base. And, of course, a lot of their customers don't want to go to the doctor right now. They're nervous and afraid of being exposed to germs. And so what we're doing not only in working with our doctors, we're trying to support them as much as we can by giving them different assets. And the other thing is a lot of them are not familiar at all with the immune system and the degree that Carolyn is. And so we've had to even educate them about what are the basics of immune support and getting away from this kind of, you know, kitchen sink approach to throwing everything at immunity and really going for the fundamentals of what is working specifically to address the viral load in the body that seems to be coming from this type of influenza, this type of flu infection. So we've got a lot going on the pro side. I'm really happy and proud of the pro team. Everybody's doing a great job. And on top of that, we're trying to keep up with all the changes that the doctors are going through and support them as much as we can. So, again, if you have a doctor that you think would benefit from learning any of these mechanisms, whether it's learning more about magnesium or learning about this whole way of how to support the immunity of the body through these nutrients, then we would love to hear from you about them, and we'd be happy. We'll contact them and reach out on your behalf. And a lot of the doctors have been very touched by it, too, very touched.
Right, right. Yes, and what Ginny tells me is that she can drop ship the patient's completement formulas to their home under the doctor's auspices. So the doctor doesn't even have to be in their office in order for the patients. It's not a new system, but it's certainly new for us, and it's something that Ginny came up with, actually with our dear friend Dr. Christiane Northrup. She wants to do that for her, the people on her website and her forum. And to remind you that next week, Dr. Christiane Northrup will be on the show with us. Her book, Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, she's actually updated it. I looked it up on Amazon. I was going to download the Kindle version, but it's out the day after we have her on our show. But that book, Ginny, did you realize it's over 1,000 pages that she's put together? I don't know what the first book is. That's going to be my first question to her, because I know when I did the second edition, big edition of Magnesium Miracle, it was like writing a whole new book. So this woman, she's got this updated book. I'm just looking it up right now on Amazon. It is 1,168 pages.
Wow, wow. What a labor of love. That's incredible. Well, you know, she's really committed to women's health, as you know, and she's a tremendous advocate for that. And she's quite a pistol. I'm excited to have her on. I've been watching her Instagram feed, and she's been doing daily transformational, you know, little blurbs, and not blurbs, but she comes on live once a day and does her transformational take on what's happening on the planet, what's happening with this vaccine business and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really fun to hear her, and she's got a lot going on, so it'll be great to have her on the show.
Yeah, and one of those days she put our products on display and told people this is what you have to get. So I know she's been very supportive of our work, and I thank her for that. So that's our practitioner.
Well, it's more, it's more beyond this is what you have to get. It's this is what I take.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's her personal.
You know, it's what she uses, which is great. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, which is what we do. We take what we recommend. It's and there's nothing, quote, in it for her to recommend our products at all. So we're very happy for her beneficence. And the next part of our introduction, referral candy. Make sure you take advantage of the 15% discount. You'll get an email about that after every order, so that the next person you refer, you get the discount and they get the discount. Number three, get your blood testing done, the home blood test kit. Don't have to go anywhere and be exposed to germs. You can do your testing at home. We're involved with the Grassroots Health Research Project. After you register with Grassroots Health, you will get coupons that will give you our bonus coupons to cover the cost of the testing. So we're paying for your test, pretty much. And that's a great deal, because we want these statistics. We want to know if you're getting enough of what you're taking. Do we have to tell people to take more vitamin D? That's the major question. Jeannie, I'm having a lot of interesting input from the half dozen vitamin D books that I've downloaded on Kindle. It is quite amazing. You know, my take on vitamin D is you have to have enough magnesium on board to be able to process your vitamin D, whether it be from the sun or from food or from supplements. And five of the six authors did not even mention magnesium in their whole long book on vitamin D. Didn't even mention magnesium. One doctor who's been doing high-dose vitamin D for maybe 10, well, maybe even 15 years, he finally realized that. He said 5% of 1,000 of his either patients or people who've read his book and taken high-dose vitamin D have complained about symptoms or side effects that he realized after a time were due to magnesium deficiency. So he put it together. And, you know, what we're doing here is we're trying to make sure you get saturated with magnesium through REMAG first before you start increasing your levels of vitamin D. So, yeah, that book is in process right now. I'm also working on a book for our Flora Revive and for our Pico Potassium. And the next thing, our magnesium deficiency survey, we're up to about 33,000 people who've answered it. We get 250 new people a day. And the questions are, do you experience anxiety? 67% of people say they do. Now, that's serious. Do you experience insomnia? That's our topic of today. 66.2% people experience insomnia. Do your muscles cramp? 51%, heart palpitations, 47%, restless legs, 46%, headaches or migraines, 33%. So that's a lot of disability in people that may be due to magnesium deficiency, and that's why we keep at this day in and day out so that we can make sure people take their magnesium. And like I said last week, you know, there are a lot of people talking about vitamin C, but not that many people talking about magnesium. And it's because they don't have the magnesium that we do. You know, I guess I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I didn't know it until a few years ago when I started getting into this dietary supplement business, but I cornered the market on REMAG. I have the one magnesium on the market that has so little laxative effect that you can take as much as you need to saturate your body, to replete your magnesium stores, to activate your 1,000 enzyme processes, the 80% of your metabolic function. And for the most part, as we're hearing from our customers, help you wean off your medications that you're taking for magnesium deficiency symptoms. So we're having such great results with what we're doing. You know, we aim to stick with it. And as you just heard, we're expanding because we have to get more into focusing on the immune system, supporting the immune system more and more. So with the magnesium helping you sleep blog that Ginny put on DearCarolynDeanLive.com today, you probably got it in your mailbox. So I'll try to go through this quickly. It's a long blog, and it's got a lot of information, so you may want to look at it or forward it to friends and family. Studies have found a link between magnesium deficiency and sleep disorders. Magnesium is an essential mineral required for aiding numerous body processes, yes, 80% of your body function. One double-blind study shows that over 8 weeks, participants receiving 500 milligrams compared to a placebo, they fell asleep faster than those taking placebo. And we also have a lot of reports of our customers who have restless legs that when magnesium helps them with their restless legs, they sleep better because restless legs, they seem to start getting activated when you lie down. And there's also an increase in the neurotransmitter GABA, G-A-B-A. GABA is responsible for slowing down your thinking, which allows you to get to sleep. And when GABA is low, the brain becomes stuck in an on position and struggles to relax. So people struggling with this often lie awake with racing thoughts and also finding something new to worry about constantly. Low GABA shows up with generalized anxiety disorder, irritable bowel syndrome, panic attacks, and involuntary movements such as those with Parkinson's disease. And then there's a stress factor. When a person experiences stress, the body releases a cascade of stress hormones that lead to negative physical effects. These events consume magnesium from the body and leave people magnesium deficient. And excess cortisol caused by stress can contribute to depression, anxiety, mood swings, dementia, brain fog, insomnia, concentration problems, and other mental disorders. Magnesium restricts the release of these stress hormones, providing a filter that prevents them from infiltrating the brain. And stress, the word is just so overworked, but I like to remind people periodically that when you're stressed, this elevates your cortisol levels. That has an immunosuppressive effect. High cortisol affects the function of macrophages and natural killer cells, and also suppresses the maturation of T cells in your thymus. That's all immune system effects by high cortisol. Cortisol also has your body holding on to calories and increasing belly fat. Cortisol suppresses melatonin levels, which interferes with sleep. And, of course, you know, as we're saying here, insomnia weakens the immune system. Just a few more things. Magnesium regulates cellular timekeeping, allowing people to maintain a normal circadian rhythm to promote sleep. And then the basics about magnesium. I mean, we used to get 500 milligrams a day 100 years ago, and now we're lucky to get 200 milligrams. Let me just take a drink of my Remag water. Okay, magnesium is responsible for regulating and facilitating body functions, I've already mentioned. And then there's also the trouble sleeping due to persistent or severe muscle pain and cramps. Magnesium can turn that around. So what do I recommend? Remag throughout the day, perhaps 2 to 3 teaspoons is what I would take if I were having sleep problems. I know myself I'm fine on 1 teaspoon a day now, but if I started to have some sleep problems, I'd be taking my daily amount and then an extra half a teaspoon at nighttime. That's the recommendation. But, of course, it's not just about magnesium. Think about taking your Remite, 1.5 teaspoons, to support your thyroid and adrenals, realign for the B vitamins and to help detoxify the body, and vitamin D. I'm taking 5,000 international units now because my vitamin D level was so low. I'll quickly get to the mailbag questions, but someone just out of the blue sent me and Ginny a study on sleep, and it was about vitamin D, and it began with vitamin D blood levels, 60 to 80 nanograms promote normal sleep. And the present study was undertaken to explore why this beneficial effect waned after 2 years as arthritic pain increased. So I shouted out in bold caps, because of magnesium deficiency. If you're just taking high-dose vitamin D and you're not taking your magnesium, you will start developing magnesium deficiency symptoms. What's arthritis? Maybe it's a bit of calcification of the joints because you don't have enough magnesium to keep the calcium in solution. Maybe it's inflammation and irritation because of magnesium deficiency. So it's got to be a combination of nutrients, not just one thing. I'm tearing apart these articles all the time that try to look at one thing and put it all in that one basket, and vitamin magnesium deficiency always comes out because that's the way I look at the world, through vitamin, through magnesium deficiency. So a mailbag question, kind of a basic one. I'm 74 years old. Which type of magnesium is best to promote sleep? Of course, it's Remag, because she says in the next phrase, and not promote diarrhea in the middle of the night. How much should I take? So that's Remag. You start off at 1/4 teaspoon and a liter of sea salted water. Sip that through the day. Drink your plain water as well. And every 2 days, increase by 1/4 teaspoon till you're taking about 2 teaspoons a day, and then an extra half teaspoon at night if the insomnia doesn't clear quickly enough. Unfortunately, I need to get up once in the middle of the night for the bathroom visit, then I have trouble getting back to sleep. And that's when a person could take either 1/4 teaspoon of Remag, or have that half teaspoon of Remag and a couple ounces of water and drink half of it before bed and then a half, the other half after you come back from the bathroom. And she says she's using magnesium oil or lotion before bed to, for leg cramps, but still wakes up in the middle of the night with some sciatica. So it's a matter of getting saturated with your Remag magnesium, Kathy. And then Rhonda says, I've suffered with insomnia for 20 years. I've been taking magnesium tablets or capsules for several years. It hasn't helped the insomnia. 3 weeks ago, I switched to RNA Reset brand of magnesium. Would it help to take some RNA Reset at bedtime? So, yes, I've already answered Rhonda's question. And someone else is similarly saying, suffering with going to sleep over the past 2 years. Taking 2 teaspoons of REMAG, 1 teaspoon of REMITE for 8 months. I'm healthy. I exercise. I teach yoga. Find it so frustrating that nothing helps except for a quarter tablet of Ambien. Doesn't want to take that. Do I need to increase the REMAG? And how do I know when I'm taking enough? I'm also supposed to be taking vitamin D and listen to your show on that, so I plan to start taking 4,000 units daily. So, yes, well, 3 teaspoons of REMAG, if the 2 teaspoons isn't doesn't seem to be enough, I would recommend. And the REMITE, a teaspoon and a half. And then you look at what else is happening. Take that half teaspoon before bedtime. Increase your vitamin D. And then just look at the reasons why you're sleepless. What's the worry pattern in my completement now modules? I had about 10 modules on sleep, and it was writing your to-do list before you went to bed, so it wasn't whirling around in your head. There's lots of variations of how to deal with sleep, but it sounds like this person probably has tried many things. So I'd increase the REMAG, have the extra REMAG at bedtime, and also add the Realign for the B vitamins and the vitamin D as well. So that's enough for me. I'm going to see if what Ginny has from the chat and the phones. Over to you, Ginny.
Okay, very good. Again, reminding everybody, the number to call this evening is 602-666-6027. Again, that's 602-666-6027. And if you're on the line and you do have a question or comment for Dr. Dean, you've just got to hit star 5 on your keypad. Star 5 will raise your hand in the studio and let me know that you have a question or comment, and then I'll be able to put you on the phone with Dr. Dean. If you don't raise your hand by hitting star 5, I won't be able to tell that you're on the line, and then we won't be able to capture your call. Right now, no comments on the chat line other than greetings from our wonderful regular listeners, Nancy and Amy and Belinda, and thank you all for chiming in. But no questions right now. So if you want to, Carolyn, we can go to the phones and take a couple phone calls.
Okay, great. Yes, and I have a ton of testimonials that we haven't gotten to over the past weeks, but rather take phone calls at this point.
Okay. Let's go out to area code 925-925. You're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Hi, my name is Ernie Dillon, and I do the REMAG, and I'm not sleeping well, and also, I was wondering if I've been taking the Calm magnesium also to help me sleep, because I found out I had kidney stones and they said that helps. So I was just wondering what your take on that is.
How much REMAG are you taking?
You know, I'm only taking it at night, and probably about a teaspoon. No, I just heard what you said. When you wake up, take, you know, the rest of it, and it puts me right back to sleep. So
yeah. Well, the thing of it is, you know, what I'm hearing in your voice is maybe you're just a bit nervous being on the phone, but, you know, so there's a little, an anxiety level there that we could say is a bit of magnesium deficiency. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know what happened?
Go ahead.
Well, so my husband needs a kidney transplant, so I was tested to be a donor, and I matched all the way through except at the CT scan that showed I had two kidney stones. And oh my gosh, the hospital was so awful. They're like, no supplements, no da da da, no vitamin C. It made me feel so horrible. And then it's just been such a hard thing. But and then I'm trying to figure out, I love your magnesium. It's the best. But I've been doing the Calm for, because they said the citrate helps break down the...
it's mostly the magnesium that helps. And Calm is fine until it starts giving you diarrhea and, you know, kind of...
Yeah.
Because it's not absorbed and it just goes to the intestines. But, see, what's important for you to take is Remag throughout the day to build up your stores, to get it in all your cells, to get it in all your kidney cells.
I used to do that, yeah.
Uh-huh. And why did you stop?
Pretty much because when I was being tested, they told me to go off everything, and they acted like vitamins and minerals were poison to your body.
Well, that's where you have to read the Magnesium Miracle book and read about the kidneys and read about calcification and kidney stones. And, you know, unfortunately, medicine doesn't really know much about nutrients at all, and they just say no to everything just so they don't have to think about it. And even the vitamin C, it's never been proven that vitamin C causes kidney stones. But anyway, I can't tell you what to do except to tell you how I would take Remag if I had a kidney stone and I had anxiety quavering in my poor little voice all the time.
I know.
It's just, you're too much. You're going through too much. So I'd be taking, how tiny are you? How much do you weigh?
I'm 110, and I,
So
and
you're not a big girl.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm 5'4", and 5'5", and 110.
Right. So I'd be doing 3 teaspoons a day. Sip it through the day. I'd be doing Remite, a teaspoon and a half, because your adrenal glands are suffering. You'll probably jump when there's a loud noise behind you. So you need your adrenal glands. You need the vitamin C, because vitamin C is crucial for supporting the adrenal glands. And the Realign for the B vitamins, because the B vitamins are necessary for the nervous system. And, with that, the way you sound, you're probably not really... you don't have an appetite, so, you know, you're losing weight and you're feeling quavery because you probably don't have enough sustenance. You need your protein, and that's our restructure. So what I want you to do is send your phone number and email through support@rnareset.com, and we'll get... we'll get one of our wonderful people to talk to you on the phone to help you through this, okay?
Yeah, you guys are wonderful, and I've always loved your products. But, yeah, the last few months have been just tough, and I know I'm just like I am a basket case. So thank you so much, and I will do that. And I do. I love your magnesium, and I'll do that and build it up again.
Thank you. And we've had enough experience with people who've been, you know, scared to death by their doctors, and it's not, I mean, it's, they just don't have the information we do, so it's like you run by, well, my doctor said this, is that true? It's like doctors who say to people who have atrial fibrillation, you're going to have this for the rest of your life, and they actually don't believe their patients when they say, well, my AFib is gone. I took this Remag, and it's gone. And they, well, let me do that. Let me do the electrocardiogram. And it's normal. And then they just walk out of the room. They don't even apologize.
I know. Well, the thing is, I don't want to end up like my husband. He is on every medicine, and it's I do not want to go there. But with taking care of him and everything, I am so wiped out because it's like my whole existence deals around him.
Of course. Yeah, caregivers really, you know, they nobody really pays attention. We pay attention to the caregiver because it's like, it's like that phrase on the airlines, you know, put your mask on your face first before you help anyone else. So we have to give you the sustenance first. Okay, so enough said. You'll put that in. Perhaps Julie will call you. She's awesome. And we'll support you through this, okay?
Thank you so much, Dr. D.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Yes, doctors scare a lot of people.
I know.
Which is so funny because you're the opposite.
Yeah.
You're the total opposite. You're just like, oh, I know what that is. That's just this, and that's just nothing. And you just do this, and then that's over, and let's move on. I mean, you don't get... It must be your Scottish demeanor or something. I don't know what it is, but I've learned so much from you, but you are not afraid of any of this stuff. You're like, oh, that's ridiculous. If all it is a nutrient deficiency, you just take care of things. I mean,
I know.
Yeah,
my Scottish background. Well, they were berserkers. You know that. They were not afraid of anything.
The Scottish,
they'd go off into battle, you know, with the bagpipes flaring and just crazy, crazy confidence. And I do have that in my genes, that's for sure. What I've been through, man. Putting up with Bob?
You do.
Man.
Yes, that's, well, I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say it on the radio. But it's true, and isn't that Braveheart movie about Scottish people?
Mm-hmm. It sure is. It is. Yeah, with Mel.
They were. Yes, they were absolutely beside themselves with confidence, just ripping all over the whole world, just taking things apart. Yeah, it must be it, because you are totally fearless and you're not afraid of anything, and you just are like, that's no, bop, bop. You know, you're just like, I know what that is. I mean, it's so funny. And to think these doctors, you know, who think you're going to have that for your whole life, I've never heard you say you're going to have anything for your whole life. Nothing.
No.
Not even anything.
No. And look at this poor dear woman being her husband's caregiver, and they give her a hard time because she probably told them, well, I'm taking magnesium. Well, stop taking that. And they just bully people. And I know exactly what they're saying. Oh, they probably told you that vitamin C causes kidney stones, and then they said this, and it's because they don't have a clue, and they just say no, because they don't want to do the laborious research to find out about this stuff. And they're going to come a cropper. They really are, because there are so many people now that want to use the intravenous vitamin C. So all the good doctors that are doing intravenous vitamin C, they'll get all the patients. And patients will just leave these doctors who just say, well, you have to take this vaccine. And they won't even listen. If you bring in that paper to them that says influenza vaccines only work 1 to 2% of the time, they'll just throw you out of the office. And, you know, someone else will come to your door and force you to take the vaccine. So we've got a fight on our hands, you know, come the fall when this vaccine is available.
The thing that happens is that they – I lost my train of thought with the vaccine, because then I started thinking of President Trump, who doesn't even believe in vaccines but had to take it because he was the president.
Yep.
He never had a vaccine in his, you know, in his adult life. He's like, I would never do the flu vaccine. I just heard him say it two nights ago. He said, then I became the president. They told me I had to, so I guess I did. But he's like,
funny. I mean, he just comes right out and says it, right?
He's not a fan, so hopefully that'll taper some of that. But, I agree. I think people are going to have to be fortified and confident in their knowing that they are their own vaccine, that they've been exposed, that the body has built the antigens or whatever, that they're confident that their immune system is robust, and, you know, that they can decide for themselves.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting how the whole California universal vaccine business was in high gear just before this coronavirus business, and there was a lot of protest and a lot of drumming up against universal vaccines. So hopefully those people will wake up again about being forced to do a coronavirus. Imagine if they said, "Well, you can't do anything unless you've been vaccinated." That's what they're suggesting, that you have to have a card. You have to have a star stamped on your forehead to say that you've been vaccinated, and the vaccines don't work. I mean, what's going on? It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's just all the hysterical. You know, like I remember when the whole corona thing started and every other word on the, you know, Twitter or whatever was martial law.
Oh,
and then my husband Greg pointed out, he's like, they don't have enough martial law to hold down New York, for Christ's sake, much let alone the whole country. We're talking about, we're a big country. We're not like a small little country. And also, we're the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're not used to being socialized and organized and told what to do, thank God. So, you know, I think we're, you know, hopefully, you know, the integrity of our own country, as far as the heart of individuals who live here, is going to prevail and just say, hey, you know, no, this is not going to work for me. I mean, especially now that it's starting to be revealed how inaccurate everything was.
Inaccurate, exactly. I mean, they were planning for a couple million, was it deaths, or everybody was going to get infected, and certain, you know, millions were going to die. 65,000, heaven forbid that anyone should ever die, but some of these people are going to die. And put that up against the annual death rate from the normal flu, it's very similar. So this was not... Well, probably because of social distancing and all that was done, it was kept down, and that's the way it can be for any flu that comes at us. We are prepared, and we will be more prepared if someone in power would let us use alternatives and be able to express the fact that these alternatives work. Instead, you know, my Orthomolecular group, every time we put out a press release, we get attacked and told that we're advising, what was it, fatal doses of vitamin C. It's just incredible. So we have to keep spreading the word. Keep telling people, well, I feel fine. I have my dietary supplements that support my immune system. No, doctors don't know about this. You can't really ask your doctor. They'll just say, no, as they did with our dear friend who's helping. Imagine a wife being able to match her husband's blood type and tissue type to give him her kidney. I mean, can you imagine? That's incredible. Anyway,
we are coming up to
the top of the hour, but yeah, thank you, Ginny. Thank you for being there.
Well, I'm only here because of you. It says, somebody says here on the chat, Jenny, what you just said about Dr. Dean always forging ahead with courage is how I've come to think through exposing myself to all matter of learning about the body and disease for 30 years now. But in the last 10, 11 years, my own focused journey, which includes Dr. Dean along the way, her grounding of all of it, the wisdom, experience, and truth. I am grateful for my own interest in learning and the results of consistency to reach feeling better and also understand my body more. Thank you, Dr. Dean, for this program and all that goes with it. Oh, and that brings us to the top of the hour, and we'll be back in hour two with more goodness and more Dr. Dean.
Perfect.
We'll be back with hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show,
along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break.
You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. Psychic radio, holistic radio, spiritual radio. This is AchieveRadio.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/AchieveRadio.
Superhuman discarded the...
We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast at 602-666-6027. At 602-666-6027.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Hour two, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here in AchieveRadio.com, and we're just so happy to have you back. Thank you for all those who are participating in the Grassroots Health Research Project. It's really quite a wonderful endeavor. And I want to share with you the results from Roz in New Jersey, Carolyn, and then we'll go on with some of our callers. She said, I just got my TSH results from Grassroots Health back. It's elevated at 4. I'm 69. I was taking 1 3/4 teaspoon of Remite for 3 years, have increased it to 2 teaspoons. My hair has been thinning for the past 10 years. Is it safe to increase my Remite dosage to 2.5 or 3 teaspoons to make my hair grow? Thank you.
Well, I would do 2. I mean, you should do 1.75, but... I think with Roz, we have to find out what else is going on. Thyroid is about the hair, so is magnesium. Vitamin D is probably in there, too. Zinc is important. Roz, we'll get you to ask for a Tier 2 questionnaire to fill out, and then... it'll roll by me, and we'll fine-tune. But I hear you. Okay. I hear you.
Okay, Roz, just email questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, at drcarolyndeanlive.com, and Melody Rose will pick up on that, and she'll get it to Carolyn, and we'll get it all sorted out. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, and I will just throw this in, too, Roz. If you have any Remag at home, what I did a couple years ago when I had my little stress episode was my hair started falling out, and it freaked me out because I always had such thick, full hair. I started putting Remag directly on my scalp, and it stopped. So I would just take some Remag out of my bottle. I would rub it on my fingers, and I would massage it into my scalp after I washed my hair, and it stopped. So maybe that would be supportive for you, too. Go straight to the source.
Yeah. Let me just say this. On the first hour, Bob wasn't here. I had to set him up on Instagram. He was on a podcast with our Jack McClinton,
yes.
Our NBA guy, who took me, he and Jermaine took me to Chicago. So I did Jack's show a couple weeks ago, and then Bob said, I want to be on your show. So he was on today, and 40,000 people listened to Jack's show. After 10 minutes, the management was streaming into Jack, telling Jack to get rid of this guy.
Oh, really?
I think
why?
It's funny. I mean, why?
I was telling the truth. And Jack kept hitting decline. He ignored management, and he went on for another half hour. He had me on for 40 minutes. And as soon as the show was over, management was calling him. He's probably being fired, but they couldn't take it. And I was just telling our normal wisdom about magnesium and everything else we talk about on Saturday. But Instagram, which is stupid Zuckerberg, I think he owns Instagram, Facebook, their management, whoever they are, they're run by LeBron James, Carolyn, the famous athlete. It's his network.
Well, it's a network on Instagram that LeBron James has, but I don't know who's in charge.
Right. So
I'm sure LeBron isn't sitting there listening to Jack and you.
Well, the people who think they're defending something on behalf of him are doing it. But the funny thing, I was talking to Jack's friend, partner, Jermaine, after we were laughing about it all, and she said Saturday night, Ion said, LeBron's done. LeBron's over. He said that Saturday night, and the next day it came out in the paper that he was having affairs and that his image is ruined. So he got nailed on Sunday, and then I wrapped it up today. No more LeBron James, whoever the hell he is.
So Bob loves being kicked off things. It just shows his power.
I kicked off this show.
Ginny thought it was a bad thing.
Oh, yeah, and she forgot she kicked me off this show, Ginny. Remember that.
All right. Okay, Bob, mute yourself.
Yeah, see, now I'm getting have to be kicked off again, right here.
Isn't that funny? Golly.
Oh, my gosh. The most kicked off
that's
man
my Bob.
In Hollywood. There you go.
Yeah.
That's right. The most kicked off
that's
man in
Bob.
Hollywood. That's funny. Okay,
well, the headline, you know what he had? Just to say this, the headline, Jack, I could see it on Instagram, he had advertising me, the smartest man in the world. That's who he had as his ghost, as his guest, the smartest man in the world. It was right there in the billboard.
And you are.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you definitely are, Bob. It's just the smartness on the level that nobody can really comprehend, but you're there for sure.
Okie dokie. Back to our dead Bob show. As he calls
okay,
it.
Okay, very good. Okay, so back to callers. Okay, let's go to our control panel, and we'll go to area code 313, the great state of Michigan. But I don't think you're in Michigan. This is, yes, correct?
Yeah, I think you're talking to me. Yeah, this is Jonathan again.
Yes, Jonathan, very good. Welcome back. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm just calling to verify. So with the RNA drops, it says it has, it's gluten-based, I believe, or barley or something like that. And as Dr. Dean knows, I'm still doing the yeast detox. And so just because gluten I know is of maybe a sensitivity to it, I just want to see what her thoughts were on the RNA drops being gluten-based.
Yeah, it's a good. Let me make sure I'm off mute. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, Jonathan, it's a good question because RNA drops are germinated barley seeds, but the process they go through in the germination tanks and everything, for some reason, they 99% of the time are free of gluten. But because they're made with barley, the FDA makes us, I don't know, is it there were labels just don't say gluten-free, or do we have to declare gluten, Jenny?
Well, we don't. There's two things. First of all, you can't claim gluten-free and barley on the same label, no matter what, even if it is. We learned that the hard way.
Mm.
And the second thing is that even if it is gluten-free, people who are gluten-sensitive are encouraged to stay away from it because it's barley. So it's just kind of super silly. It's kind of one of those, you have to, do you do any muscle testing, Jonathan, or something? You'd have to find another way to really prove to yourself if that's something you wanted to engage at this time.
Okay. So basically, so you're saying basically test it out and then see, like, if it's something I want to continue to try, if I am sensitive to it, or how are you? I'm trying to understand.
Well, if you're just avoiding gluten products because of the yeast diet and you have never reacted to wheat or barley or rye, then this tiny smidgen of possible gluten in the RNA reset drops is not going to be a problem for you. It's not something that we tell people to avoid when they're on the yeast detox diet.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. And no, I've never been gluten. I've never had a gluten issue. So that
right.
makes sense.
I was just
trying to be, you know, play super,
I know.
Super
you're pretty specific, you know, and that's what's got you where you are, you know. You're growing by leaps and bounds, and you know, we applaud you for it.
Thank you so much. And my last question, with the whole C and the whole C, and what's the other thing that you're – oh, the Flora Revive. Any updates on – I might have missed that if you said it, but any updates on when that will be available again?
What do you think, Jenny, next week? Or no, Flora Revive and Pico Potassium next week. And whole C, do we have an ETA on that?
It's supposed to be the following week, the 18th, around-ish.
Wow.
And Pico Potassium, I think, is the 18th, too. That's the easy answer. The easy answer is all in May.
Yeah. All in May.
Yeah,
great.
Pico Potassium, Jonathan, it's not in your world, but so many of our customers are dealing with arrhythmias and atrial fibrillation. They're on a lot of medication and diuretics that drop their potassium levels. So they're taking potassium prescriptions, and they're not that well absorbed. And then people who don't want to take potassium prescriptions, they're taking, like, home cures to try to get their potassium. So I said, okay, we got to get our own potassium here to make sure it's clean and safe and it's going to be absorbed. So I don't think it's something
nice.
That you need to worry about. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, but, yeah, we're doing our best. I mean, I thought, Jonathan, I just have a handful of products and boom, that's it. But it is growing a fair bit, especially with the whole, you know, virus business. We want to keep people healthy, you know. We don't want them to succumb, and we know by supporting the immune system. I mean, look at your own health. How much healthier are you now that you don't have yeast overgrowth and that you are getting saturated with REMAG, right? I mean, you're flourishing.
I'm doing so much better.
Yeah,
I'm doing so much
better.
It was at a point where I couldn't. I had 1 week was eating mashed potatoes. Because my throat was tightening up. I couldn't even swallow food last summer because of my anxiety.
Yep.
And I was eating potatoes to get it down, and I became very sensitive, and I had no idea why. But later, through your information, I understood why. And now I can eat potatoes again.
Yeah, you're doing great. Okay, anything else for us today?
You. No, that'll be it. I'll look forward to the new product next week throughout May.
Okay, Jonathan. Take care. Thank you.
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, very good. And let's go to area code 916. 916, you're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
My name is Mary Ann, and I've been on the line before with Dr. Dean and you, and so I'm probably similar to the previous caller before, Jonathan, in regards to the insomnia issue. I have been able to work up to 3 drops of Remag into a quart of water daily, and I have been able to develop a tolerance to the lotion using about maybe around a half a teaspoon in the morning and another half teaspoon in the evening. And I'm finding wonderful help from both of them with regard to anxiety and tension and this sort of thing. But because I have had a lifetime of serious sleep deprivation since my 20s, and I'm now almost 70, I am told that the head numbness, the boat rocking, the instability on my feet, is secondary, is being driven by the insomnia over all these years and its effect on my nervous system. And in my possession here, I'm only using the both of the Remag products and the Pico Silver. I've also been able to work up to that, to about a teaspoon a day, which is, all of this is remarkable from when I first began a few months ago to go to these levels. Right. But
now,
what can I do?
Let me back you up a little bit, Marianne. When you, what are they telling you about your head numbness, rocking, and instability?
Pretty much just what I said, that those symptoms, even though he knows about my gut, the doctor, about my gut, and, you know, the heavy use of antibiotics all over the years, and he knows that I'm on an anti-yeast regimen, but he tells me, in a nutshell, that the symptoms are driven by the fact that I'm still not sleeping as I should be, and I have gone without it at a restorative level for my entire adult lifetime.
Right.
My
20s
and 30s to my mid-40s were absolutely gruesome with the sleeplessness.
But let's just stop you right there. And can you say to me that the worst is over?
Yeah, I can say that the worst is over.
Okay, so we've got that going for us. I hear you. I know, but did you hear Ginny say a little while ago that I've never said to someone that it's impossible or you can't or whatever? The body can't, with the right building blocks, which is what you're building up, your building blocks, the body has a blueprint of what it should be, what the cell should be. We're treating you from the cellular level with these minerals. Then you can regrow a whole new body. And in some cases, it's days or weeks or years for the brain part. But the numbness, that can be a muscle tension that's clamping down on your scalp. The instability can be kind of the nerves in your feet not coordinating with your spine. And I would be rubbing your Remag lotion on your feet.
Perfect.
So you know, you're in the middle of your own experiment, but with observable results already. So it's only going to get better. That's all.
Okay.
It's just going to get better.
I don't have any doubt that it's going to get better. I'm just wondering, you know, I've got Remite and Realign and RNA drops on hand as well, but haven't added them into any of this. And I guess I'm just wondering what my protocol should be. In what order do I do things, if there is an order even? Or, you know,
well,
how would you advise
have
that?
Have you been on the phone with Julie or Ginny or any of our Lisa, any of our people?
Yeah. I'm on the phone kind of on a regular basis with Julie, although I haven't talked to her for 2 weeks, and I'm also on the phone regularly with Doug.
Doug, right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's you know, what we all say is as you feel better and you're not in sort of detoxification mode with your minerals, like REMAG will open up detoxification pathways, and in order to keep that balance where you're improving your energy and your sleep and your anxiety, just to keep increasing. You're on just the 3 drops of REMAG and a quarter water. Are you putting sea salt in the water?
Yes, I am. I'm doing
good.
That.
Good. So how often can you increase your drops, by a drop every week or every few days? What's your plan?
I've been doing it 1 drop every month because of the very, very sensitive system. But I'm kind of wondering if maybe I can increase the drops faster than waiting a month. So maybe I could try.
You can try. I mean, yeah, that's what you have to do. You have to say, as you said, the worst is over. You have every confidence that you'll get better. And it seems to me like if you're taking a half teaspoon twice a day of lotion, I mean, that's 200 milligrams of REMAG in the recipe right there, 200 milligrams.
Uh-huh.
And your body's accepting it, and it's putting it to work. And, you know, that you've come a long way, baby. And so the 3 drops of REMAG, a drop is 2.5 milligrams. So that's only 7.5 milligrams compared to 200. So you can just say to yourself, I can get 200 milligrams on my body. I'm sure I can get a few more drops into my drink. So personally, I would add a drop, you know, every week. And then if that goes well, add a drop every 2 or 3 days.
Okay. That's what I'm looking for. Let me just make sure I have it clear here what you said about the numbness and the instability. You're thinking that the numbness and the boat rocking that I'm experiencing could be muscle tension in my scalp, in my head.
Correct. Yeah, and the rocking, you're trying to release the tension. And, you know, the muscles will be tight to the point where they can create a spasm around nerves. So you can even get, you know, shooting nerve pain. But I don't know if it's come to that. But, yeah,
no,
it's...
No.
Okay, good. It's the muscles just get tight, and you know, if you rub your knuckles over your scalp, you probably feel that, you know, they're painful, and that's magnesium deficiency. You could take some of the REMAG liquid, and like Ginny was saying, for her hair, and just rub it into your scalp to relax the muscles on your scalp.
Okay, I was wondering, Ginny, if you meant liquid or lotion that you had used, but I'll go ahead and try that. Wet my fingertips with the liquid and rub it into my scalp. Okay.
Exactly. I mean, look how far you've come. Just keep thinking of that. You're getting 200 milligrams of magnesium into your body that's been depleted for decades, and you know, you're doing better, and that's why. And yes, and what I would say about the REMAG, Marianne, is when you get to maybe a half teaspoon of REMAG liquid in your water, then you start adding the REMAG a drop at a time. Okay.
When I get to 1/2 teaspoon of REMAG in the water, then mm-hmm. think about the re-mite going in as well.
Right.
A yeah. drop at a time.
Right.
Okay.
And what's your experience with B vitamins? I'm wondering when to start the Realign.
I had tried the Realign about a year ago. Yeah, the whole capsule, and I had to stop because it really ramped me up in my brain. I mean, I was just really hyped up. And so I stopped for a while. I got through, you know, I tried to let myself clear. Then what I did is I started to do like about a half a capsule maybe every other day. I still couldn't do that. I couldn't maintain that. So then I bought some very tiny capsules, and I filled them with the Realign, and if I remember right, I think I took that every other day, and I just couldn't get beyond my intolerance at the time. And but what I did notice with the Realign is how it enabled me to be able to walk the two blocks from my house to the park whenever I wanted to, without thinking about it, without wondering, can I do this? Should I do it? I'm going to try it. I'm not sure I can do it. I might have to come back before I get there. But it really increased my strength or my stamina. And then along came the mag, the remag, and that has further accentuated the situation in a good way. But it's the head numbness and boat rocking that's really holding me back from, from life.
Right. Well, so we've got a plan now to add more drops, to rub the Remag liquid into your scalp. And I would say to get back on the Realign, even if you just take one every 3 days, because that's sort of the 72 hours is the timing of running something through your system. So one every 3 days, and that's
when Realign. Okay.
Yep.
When Realign every 3 days, a full capsule. You're saying.
No, your little bitty capsule. Sorry, your little baby capsule.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
One Realign every 3 days. Okay, all right. All right, this is all very helpful.
Yes.
All right,
I
appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay, Marianne. Okay, well, that's great. Thank you for calling in. And, yes, keep with us. You know, we've got your we've got your back, and we've got your forehead, too, okay?
All right. Thank you. I'll be in touch with a progress report.
Yes, exactly.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Very good. Very good. Welcome back, everybody, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on AchieveRadio.com. So happy to have you with us this evening. Lots going on, and what I love about this show so much is people who are able to call in week after week, like our good friends who do, and take advantage of Dr. Dean and being able to help you and kind of coach you through your own process. And this is what we do on the show, and this is what's so important about working with nutrients and about supplementation is everybody's biology is a little bit different, but the building blocks are the same. And once you start giving the body the building blocks, they will know what to do with it. It's just a question of getting the right amount. And I think that's one of the things that happens even with insomnia. Carolyn, our customers who have magnesium, and I noticed a couple of those comments even came through customer service. It's like, well, I'm taking the Remag, but I still have problems sleeping, but I'm only taking a half a teaspoon. You're not going to get anywhere with that. The survey that we featured clinical study that we featured on the article tonight was 500 milligrams. Taking 500 milligrams.
Yep. Yep. And the RDA... it's 350 to 400 for females and males, and that's of magnesium sources that aren't even absorbed at the rate that Remag is. Yeah, it's Everybody's different. I mean, look at what Marianne's going through, where what happens when a person who's so sensitive or has so many issues or whatever's going on, and a drop of Remag in a liter of water can start opening up pathways that detoxify or rev up, like the B vitamins in Realign revved her up. So it's a fearful place to be in, because you take something and you think that's natural, it's a nutrient, and you think, well, this is going to make me feel better, and then you start feeling more jittery, or you get a detoxification reaction, a rash or mucus or something, even diarrhea, which is not too much of the Remag. It's just that the body's detoxification processes are working. So that's why we have our customer service people, where we can say, yes, we see this happening, just go real slow. And now, I mean, what Marianne is realizing is she's on a very good amount of the Remag lotion, so she should be able to take more by mouth. It's just she's probably been afraid to, or she didn't think her body was ready, but it sounds like she's ready to take more, and she'll do that. And she is in touch with our customer service people, and we support her every step of the way.
Yeah, very good, very good. All right, 602-666-6027 is the number to call this evening if you have a question or comment. And, of course, if you want to talk with Dr. Dean, you've got to hit star 5 on your keypad. Star 5 will raise your hand in the studio and let me know that you have a question or comment. Otherwise, your phone will remain on mute, and we will not know that you're here to talk to Dr. Dean. Okay. Let's go to area code 641. 641, you're on the line with Dr. Dean. If we could get your name and your question or comment this evening.
Hi, Dr. Dean. This is Anita from Iowa. And I was just going to check in and see if you had any suggestions for tweaking. I've been doing the Remag and Remite for 2.5 years now, and I'm at 4 teaspoons of Remag a day and 2 teaspoons of Remite. And I'm still having breakthrough kind of magnesium deficiency symptoms, like I will still get leg cramps occasionally, not all the time, but randomly, usually in bed at night. And I'm still having the heart racing issues, irregular beats, arrhythmias, fast beats, and had a spell that went on about 10 or 11 days right before Easter, which is the longest it's been since 2012. So I'm still a little confused at what is
going
on.
What do you know about your potassium, Anita? Do you get your potassium levels checked?
I have not. I had bought some liquid potassium, some odd brand, and I think I tried it a few times, and it seems like I'm sensitive whenever I add something like calcium or potassium in. I don't take any calcium, and I don't eat any dairy. I tried Recalcia a few times, and it just feels like it just does something. It doesn't feel right. I don't know. I can't say what that is. And I've tried to notice, what do I eat the nights that I will get a leg cramp?
Right.
You know, I can go a couple weeks without one, and then I'll wake up with a horrific one that goes on for minutes.
Do you eat dairy products?
No.
So no cheese or yogurt?
No.
Because, when I eat too much yogurt, I'll use up my magnesium and start getting a little palpitation.
Right. I get even a slimy throat from butter. And I also, I did try the Restructure, and I really like the way it tastes. I can advertise for you to, you know, cows come home, but it does seem to kind of rip through my stomach because of my, it's, you know, I have milk protein allergy, And I don't know why, but it does affect my stomach. I've tried it multiple times because I do like it. I mean, sometimes tolerate it. I do notice sometimes I think my heart is worse on days that I have more stools and they're looser. I just don't feel like I'm able to do what's the stuff that you suggest.
Psyllium.
Right, because every time I start to read, I have some in the cupboard, I read about it, and it talks about it, like, causing problems swallowing, and I already can have problems swallowing, and I get pills stuck in my throat and stuff like that, so I just kind of have shied away from trying that, but I tend to eat a pretty, like, a paleo diet, so I don't get a whole lot of the probably bulky stuff.
Right. Now, have you ever made the potassium broth that I talk about? Because, I mean, it sounds, it could be sort of the electrolyte thing where you're out of balance with potassium for some reason. But like you say, you seem to be sensitive to it. I don't know if that means your body's wants it or doesn't want it. It could go either way. So I'm just wondering if you could make some potassium broth and try to work with that. And, of course, try to get a potassium blood test to see if you're mid-range or low normal, it's possible your body is asking for more potassium. Because with 4 teaspoons of Remag and 2 of Remite, mineral-wise, you should be much better. I mean, there's also the possibility just of looking at a yeast detox. You know, do you have yeast overgrowth and that's causing toxins that will throw off and cause some of these, the heart racing and irregularity. And there's all the, have you read the Heart Health book again recently?
I read it a couple times. I haven't read it like very recently.
Just wondering if there's something else triggering. So I'm just saying that the potassium, are you doing our Realign for the B vitamins and the
I do the Realign. Okay. I don't often get 2 in a day. I get 1 in and then I don't get that second one in. I think I've found if I take that at night sometimes it can make me too alert.
Right.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Oh, I was just going to say I do tend to want to stay up late anyway, and not. I have more energy at night than day. I did have some blood tests done. I had my magnesium level done in December, and it was just. I'm trying to find those. I should have had them. Just under, like, the high end of what the test said was normal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. Yeah, something is missing, and like you say, I'd say work with the potassium, try to get that second Realign in, and I don't know if vitamin D is something. Have you done our grassroots health testing to check your thyroid and your omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D and magnesium?
I didn't do that, but I went to a lab in December because I did go off vitamin D at your suggestion. I went way down on my vitamin D and tried to use just cod liver oil. And when I checked it in December, it was the lowest it's been for me ever. I think it was like in the low 30s maybe. It was really low for me. So I went back on it at Christmas time or so. I went back on it and went back to taking supplemental D.
How much?
I said my name. I take around 4 to 5 a day.
Okay, good. So you've got that covered. Do you think there's any stress factors? Is there... You know, like we talk about in Total Biology, any conflict that might be pushing you?
I mean, it's May of 2020, so you know, there's stress everywhere. But personally, I mean, I didn't, the night that my heart started racing, I did not feel like, I mean, yeah, there's stress, but it wasn't like I felt like over the top. I'd had some stress prior to that, earlier in the month, earlier in March, but what it was delayed reaction.
Look at the Remite book at drcaroldeanlive.com. There's the potassium broth recipe in there. Just Google it and really try to give yourself a cup and a half, 2 cups of potassium broth a day and see if that gives us an indication of it being just an imbalance and a lack of potassium, okay?
And how do you, I mean, I have trouble, I think I've said before, getting that much liquid in, taking 2 quarts of water. Plus,
well, you replace the water with the broth.
Okay.
Right? Instead of drinking sea salted water, you're going to be drinking the broth and that same amount.
So my vitamin D in December was 31, and my magnesium said 5.9. So is it still low?
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. I like it to be, you know, 6, so that's pretty close to 6. That sounds good.
Pretty close.
But, you know, in a sense, you're still having magnesium deficiency symptoms.
Right,
that's what's so perplexing,
yeah.
Right.
That's great.
And what it can mean is, you know, when I get the Pico Potassium book out there, you'll read that if you're low in potassium, it makes it hard on magnesium and vice versa. So, you know, I'm learning more and more about potassium because there's a certain small percentage of our customers who they will be on their 4 teaspoons of Remag and 1/2 to 2 of Remite and still have symptoms that look like magnesium deficiency, and we have to find out, is it potassium?
Mm-hmm. So is it possible that just maybe try lower amounts of potassium, like ease into it really slow, kind of like you do with the Remag and Remite?
Well, yeah, that's what we'll be doing with our Pico Potassium, but yes, if you have potassium on hand, just start very slowly on it and build it up. The dosage is difficult to know exactly what people require because the daily kind of RDA of potassium is very high. It's, you know, a couple thousand milligrams. And
right. And I don't eat bananas. I don't think I eat a whole lot of potassium-rich foods.
Right. So, I mean, you could start with the potassium broth. It's just, it's a vegetable broth and see how that feels. If you have some potassium, just slowly introduce some of it and see how that feels. You're quite aware of how your body reacts, so you'll just do the experiment.
Carolyn, I have an idea. Why don't we ask Anita to be an experimenter for us, and we'll send her a bottle of Pico Potassium, and she can try it topically.
Mm. Ah, okay, that's fun.
Topically,
okay, Anita? Yeah,
sure, okay.
Yeah, because all of our products can be used topically. You know, the Remag, the Remite, the Recalcia, the Pico Silver, mm-hmm. everything. But we haven't used, and nobody's ever used the Pico Potassium topically. So maybe you would like to use it topically. And then that way you can control the dosing and see how you've got a quarter teaspoon is 99 milligrams. So a quarter teaspoon is just 5 sprays. So if you pour some in a, a little spray jar, you know, a little cosmetic mm-hmm. spray like you get at the CVS, 5 sprays, that's a quarter teaspoon. That's not a lot. And it should absorb and go right into your skin and then, you know, see how that works. And then you can report back.
Is there a good place on the skin to put it? Like a
good
part of the body?
Well, I would say wherever you've got the most surface area of skin. You know, so I, you know, lower back or top of your, you know, hips your
abs. Arms. Pretend it's your new skin cream.
That I've also noticed a lot of dry skin lately.
You need your Remag lotion there as well. Okay, so yeah. we'll focus on potassium and see where that gets us. Okay.
Okay, I can do that. The other thing I wanted to tell you is we ended up flying in March, early March, before everything kind of broke loose, and we couldn't find any alcohol wipes anywhere in the stores. So what I did was took a little bottle of Pico Silver and paper towels, and I wiped down the plane, the seats, everything. I wiped everything down with Pico Silver spray and wiped it off with paper towels, and I don't know. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, very good. That will definitely do it. Good for you. Yeah.
Okay, well,
you,
I will, yeah, I'll shoot for that. Thank you. I just wanted to see what you thought.
Right. Yeah, keep us posted. It's an interesting question. We'll be talking more about potassium as we have our Pico Potassium out there. You see, what's happening is people are taking these home remedies of potassium, and they don't have a clue how much they're taking. So I like to be a little more scientific than that.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay.
Okay,
that sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Anita. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, very good. Now, we're over on the YouTube site. Patrick is watching, listening on YouTube, and he's asking, could you please ask Dr. Dean about having homemade sourdough bread on a yeast-free diet? I read that the fermented lactobacillus in the sourdough is supposed to fight candida.
I don't know that I'd say it fights candida. That's maybe a little optimistic because you're also dealing with the flour, the cross-reactivity of wheat and occasionally rye, but go for it. I mean, it's better than the yeast risen breads. But so yeah, try it out and you will know. I mean, even now I only eat bread, if I eat it at all, every 3 days, just so that my body doesn't build up.
Right, exactly.
So
yes. Very good. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And Nancy M., not Nancy L., Nancy M. in New Mexico typed in and said maybe Anita's got an adrenal issue. So maybe she says she has more energy at night, maybe vitamin C. That was Anita's contribution.
Right. Yes, it's a good point. Adrenals, you know, we think of the Realign. That's why I want an extra B vitamin and Remite with all the minerals, but definitely vitamin C is necessary for the adrenal glands. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Tom is typing in and saying, Dr. Dean, regarding bone health and rebuilding bone density, has your research indicated what, if any, benefit there is to using strontium supplements? My spouse did utilize a calcium and magnesium product for several years. The supplier of that product suggested utilizing strontium, which she also did. That product required keeping strontium intake at least 2 hours separate from any calcium. But she no longer utilizes either of those products, as it seems she's become more sensitive and having arrhythmia problems if her calcium intake increases beyond a certain amount.
Right. Yeah, I never was fond of strontium. Just the fact that it sounds like a radioactive substance, I've never. I don't want to give people. Anyway, but the calcium, yes. If you don't have enough magnesium, when you take calcium, it bumps out your magnesium, and also it starts to calcify in the body. I mean, the bone health. Have we done a webinar on osteoporosis, Jenny?
We have not.
Mm. But in what book? It would be in Remite. I would go into osteoporosis, how calcium is not recommended except the 600 milligrams you can get in your diet or from Recalcia. and the saturation doses of magnesium and the Remite for all the other minerals. But no, I'm not a fan of strontium for some reason. I'll have to look into that. I'll have to check on my bias, just like I'm checking my vitamin D bias. You know how I've put down vitamin D forever, but now it turns out, you know. Turns out I'm wrong.
Well, I don't think you've put down vitamin D. You're just so defensive about magnesium. I've thought about that, you know, because you're just such a staunch defender of magnesium and anything that comes in and threatens magnesium, and you're getting out your Scottish bagpipes and you're going to war.
Going to war, right. Oh, I know. I guess it's, you know, when these doctors, this one doctor, Bowles is his last name, B-O-W-L-E-S, and he said out of 1,000 people he has on like 50,000 units of vitamin D a day, he said only 5% develop magnesium deficiency symptoms. Well, I think we got every one of them. I had so many people in the beginning days of high-dose vitamin D telling us that their magnesium deficiency symptoms came back when they started high-dose vitamin D. But now we know, you know, with what Grassroots Health has been studying with their vitamin D, that it is necessary for all kinds of processes in the body. And if you take it with your REMAG, then you don't bump your magnesium down. And personally, I've increased my vitamin D, and I don't feel any different. So we may find with our analysis of the blood tests from our people that if you are saturated with REMAG, you don't need that much vitamin D to keep your vitamin D levels either high, or even with low vitamin D levels, you feel fine. So this is what we have to find out. How much do I need? How much does Ginny need? We're all so different. Ginny, you had a good vitamin D level, didn't you?
Yes, I did, but because of the coronavirus, I did increase my vitamin D anyway, and I don't feel any different either, but I'm just doing in an abundance of caution. That's what they say. But I mean, I'm
that.
Done with the caution now because it's 90 degrees outside and I'm in North Carolina and I'll be out in the sun. So I don't need to have that kind of caution now.
Right. Yeah, and that type of heat will burn off viruses, apparently. I mean, so I've heard. But, so vitamin D is going to be interesting to follow the research on this. And the fact of the matter is nobody's doing this research. Nobody. And because we want to know what's going on with our vitamin D, our omega-3 fatty acids, our thyroid, TSH, and our magnesium. And there's any study that's done at a university level, it just throws everything out the window and tests one thing at a time. And look at what happened with our person looking to give her husband her kidney, for Pete's sake. She was told, stop everything. I mean, that's their way of controlling somebody's internal environment. Don't take anything. We're very fortunate to be able to do this research, people. You have no idea. So there.
Yep. And by the way, and who is concerned about it? It's not even the doctors. It's the lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the lawyers who are controlling the doctors, who are trying to control the people who are trying to just get well, you know, and they don't need to be controlled. But it's lawyers who are pointing out all the pitfalls of whatever protocol, and if it's not according to this, and if they veer off in any way, then they're open to any kind of a lawsuit and the litigation, and they... That's really how a lot of doctors are making their choices, and that's unfortunate, true, but it's true.
Right, right, right. Yes, because if nutrients aren't in the protocols, the standard practice of medicine protocols, they could be at risk. Gosh, that's ridiculous. Anyway, on to more pleasant topics. What do we got?
Yes. Yes. Okay, what we've got here is 602-666-6027, and we have no phone callers waiting at this time.
Testimonials.
So,
testimonials.
Yes.
Testimonials. Okay, I'll try to whip them through. Magnesium has changed my whole life. I had neuropathy and diabetes. I have no more neuropathy pain, and my diabetes numbers are great. I can't thank you enough. Thank you, RNA Reset, and that's from Joyce. Thank you, Joyce. Another one. Last week, my husband came home from work and stated he needed one of my remedies. He'd hurt his knee and been working on it all afternoon. I kept some Remag in an amber glass spray bottle, sprayed that on his thigh and knee, and rolled peppermint oil on top of that. About an hour later, he was doing yard work, and he said the pain was completely gone. And then she did the same for his mid and low back with Remag and an essential oil, and the pain disappeared. And she said, side note, I look forward to using my Mighty Mash in our new cold frame and also in the garden. And she said she's given two friends a sample of Remag in roller bottles so they could roll it on their temples when they have headaches. One friend used it and said it definitely helped him. So that's awesome. And Mighty, someone did report on Mighty Mash, and she said, I just kicked myself because I didn't take before and after pictures. I soaked the Mighty Mash for 24 hours and poured the entire bucket gently over my sickly beet plants. I was shocked to find them happy and healthy in another 24 hours. I would never have believed the transformation, not ever. that's from Teresa, so that's awesome. And Pico Silver. We've used Pico Silver for so many things, for our pets, too. Every time I stock it up, it flies out the door for friends and family in need. Best product out there, along with the rest of your minerals. It has made our lives so much better. Awesome. Someone writes in, there's something special about your Realign. I saw an iridologist and was most surprised to be told my background eye color was blue. Hazel is what I've always seen, but I now see a gradual clearing and the blue revealing itself. This person says, I can testify in favor of Remag. I have had two heart attacks, 2015-2016. The heart attacks were caused by many years of poor diet, too much sugar, caffeine, alcohol, just to name a few. I did my research after a doctor suggested I start taking magnesium. I tried taking magnesium capsules, but the laxative effect was too much. Fortunately, I found the best Remag on your website. Taking it for 4 years, also taking Remite and Realign. I had AFib until I started taking Remag, and for years he has avoided any symptoms. And then he had an episode December 2018, took the Remag, and it stopped it when he had an attack. So anyway, he's just going on about how much it's helped him. After 4 years of faithfully taking Remag, Remite, Realign, I have never felt better. My energy is up. I exercise 3 times a week. I'm 78 years young and going strong. I highly recommend it. Okay, what else? This is a long one I won't have time for. And I was taking other brands of magnesium before, but I was having gut issues with them. Since starting the REMAG, all the issues have stopped. I swear by this stuff. I sleep through the night, and I was previously experiencing some sharp tooth pain for several years when using my electric toothbrush. This has now stopped. Not a big fan of the taste, but I've gotten used to it, and the benefits far outweigh that. Good for you. And we're at
okay, Carolyn, we're at the top of the hour.
Right. We are. I'm done. Done.
Wonderful. Excited for next week and all coming weeks. We have so much to do for the rest of eternity. We'll be here forever, you guys. So we can't wait to meet with you again next week.
We'll be sending you the screenshots of my great debut on Instagram. Everybody went nuts. Holy cow, this guy's amazing. And then they shot Jack.
Oh, poor Jack. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, listeners.
Thank
not
you,
a bad show, Jenny. Not a bad show.
Live radio show. Questions about today's show, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.